弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
很感谢主能够再有机会来到大家的当中。
I thank the Lord that I can come among you again.
已经有两年没来 New Jersey.
It has been 2 years since I was last in New Jersey.
所以我看到一些新的面孔，我们感谢主。
I thank the Lord that I see some new faces.
这次到 Richmond 聚会之后，我有大概一个星期停在东岸。
After I went to Richmond for the conference, I have 2 weeks time in on along the east coast. 1 week time along the east coast.
因为我两年没有来了，所以我欠了很多债。
Because I haven't been here for 2 years, I owe a lot of debts.
所以这一次一个星期，我可能要去五个。不同的聚会来看望弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, all within 1 week, I have to go to 5 different churches to visit brothers and sisters.
所以今天能够来到弟兄姊妹当中，我里面非常的喜乐，也实在觉得是很亏欠你们。
I feel very joyful inside as I come among you today, and I truly feel like I owe you.
但是我们实在看到在主里面你们的成长，叫我们里面有满足的喜乐。
But as I see your growth before the Lord, I am joyful inside.
我们一同来看几处的圣经。
Let's read a few verses from the scripture.
我们先来看传道书第十二章。
First, let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书最后的一章。
The last chapter in the book of Ecclesiastes.
或者我们就看最后那两节。
And let's look at the last two verses.
传道书第十二章第十三、十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14.
这些事都已经听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
我们再翻开提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
我们看第四章的第七、第八两节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
提摩太前书第四章第七、第八两节。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
But reject profane and old wives' fable, and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that is now and of which is to come.
最后我们看彼得前书第一章。
And lastly, let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们看第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
彼得前书第一章第十七节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17.
你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
我们圣经就读到这里。
And we will read these verses, these passages for now.
刚才我们第一处读到传道书。
The first passage we read in the book of Ecclesiastes.
弟兄姊妹都很熟悉，传道书是所罗门所写的。
Brothers and sisters are very familiar that the book of Ecclesiastes is written by Solomon.
我们知道在整卷传道书做到最末了的时候，他说这些事情你们已经都听见了，总意就是敬畏神。
At the end, we know that it says, all of these things you have heard, and the conclusion is this.
去敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
To fear God, to keep His commandments, to have godliness.
我们这里说到，你们听到什么呢？
So he's saying, what have you heard?
这是整卷传道书里面的信息。
The message throughout the entire book of Ecclesiastes.
那个总意是要叫你们敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
The conclusion is for you to fear God and keep His commandments.
啊，刚才我们所读的另外两处里面，同样是讲到敬畏神。
And the two other passages that we just read, it also talks about fear God.
我想今天我早晨愿意跟大家思想的这个题目，就是我们怎么样敬畏神，操练敬虔。
And the message that I want to share with you this morning is how can we fear God and exercise godliness?
我想讲到敬畏神的时候。
I think when we talk about fearing God,
刚才我们所读在提摩太前书那里说，说要弃绝世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话。
I think as we read in the first epistle of Timothy in chapter 4, it says to reject the profane and old wives' fables.
就是说我们今天要不要讲外面一些很荒谬的话。
It's saying that let us not talk about the profane things on the outside.
不要被世界上的风来吹来吹去。
Do not be blown left and right by the worldly wind.
是讲到我们一个生活的态度。
It's talking about a living attitude.
就是我们如何的活在神的跟前。
It is about how we can live before God.
没事，当我们讲到操练敬虔的时候。
And when we talk about exercise godliness,
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这是一个宗教的生活能够带你进到敬虔的里面去。
Do not think that a religious life can bring you into godliness.
我们看到俗的话一直是讲到你是如何在他面前生活。
We see how the Lord, in His words, He always talks about how can you live before Him.
因为在十二章最后那一节那里说，说因为人所的事情。人所做的事情，连一切隐藏的，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
Because in Ecclesiastes at the end of chapter 12, it talks about no matter what, whether it's good or evil, God will bring into judgment every work.
所以我们今天不光光是说你敬畏神，是你在主日敬拜神的时候，你早上晨更的时候，而是你整个的生活，因为你一切的事情。神那一天都要审问。
Therefore, we're not just talking about the time when you spend in church, when you worship. We're talking about your entire life. All things God will bring into judgment.
那为什么在传道书最后的时候，他说这些事情你们都听见了？
Why does it say at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes that all these things you have heard?
那总意叫你们敬畏神呢？
The conclusion is for you to fear God.
那如果你读传道书里面讲什么呢？
If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, what does it talk about?
哦，传道书里说我们都好熟悉，是讲到虚空，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，通通都是虚空。
We're very familiar with the book of Ecclesiastes. It talks about vanity, vanity of vanities, all are vanities.
然后一切都是普风，日光之下没有新事。
That all things are just like the wind blowing. There is no new thing under the sun.
那你说这个跟敬畏神有什么关系呢？
And then you ask, what does this have to do with fearing God?
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道今天我们不能够活出一个敬畏的生活？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that today we cannot live a life of godliness?
最大的问题是因为我们被世界所吸引。
The biggest problem is because we are attracted by this world.
世界是一个最大的难处。
This world is the biggest obstacle.
或者我们对于这个世界没有一个准确的态度来认识，来面对它。
We do not have the right understanding, the right attitude facing this world.
这个就是拦阻我们过一个敬畏神、敬虔的生活一个最大的。一个问题。
And this is the biggest obstacle on our way to have a life of fearing and fearing God and exercising godliness.
用了许多的篇幅叫我们去认识这个世界。
Therefore, the book of Ecclesiastes used many words for us to understand this.
我们知道所罗门是一个非常有智慧的人。
We know that Solomon is one who has great wisdom.
所以在箴言里面是告诉我们说， 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Therefore, in Proverbs, it tells us that fearing of God is the beginning of wisdom.
但是他讲到传道书的说呢，说呢，一切说这个人的总到最后最重要的一件事情就是要敬畏神。
And then in the book of Ecclesiastes, at the end, it says the most important thing is for men to fear God.
这些事你们都已经听过了，总意就是敬畏神。
He said, all these things you have heard, for the whole matter, the conclusion is,
说这是人当尽的本分。
The conclusion is for you to fear God, and this is man's all.
所以当我们这样来看的时候，
And when we look at it this way,
弟兄姊妹，我们里面是不是产生一个这样的一个难处？
Brothers and sisters, do we have this problem within us?
就是一个所罗门一个这么有智慧的人。
That Solomon, such a wise person,
他把对世界的认识跟敬畏神的东西连在一起。
He connects your understanding of God with your understanding of the world.
他一开始他年轻他中年的时候写箴言书的时候他说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
In his midlife, when he was writing the book of Proverbs, he says, fearing God is the beginning of wisdom.
他讲生命的开端是开端于敬畏神。
He said, the beginning of life begins with God.
那他讲到雅这个传道书是他年老的时候写。
The book of Ecclesiastes he wrote when he was older.
是他生命非常成熟的时候写的。
When his life was very mature.
他说生命的结束在于敬畏神。
And he said, the end of life, the conclusion, is to fear God.
弟兄姊妹，你们当中大家都是很年轻啊。
I think brothers and sisters among us are all very young.
但是我们感谢主，我们也有年长的啊，王妈妈、陶伯伯在我们当中。
We also have the elderly brothers and sisters among us.
但是你知道中国人有一句话呢，他说呢，你不听老人言呐，吃亏在眼前。
Chinese people have a proverb that says, if you do not listen to the elderly people, then you're You'll suffer in your own way.
Yeah, you shortchange yourself.
You shortchange yourself.
就是那，所以这个老人言啊，是所罗门他年老的时候告诉我们。
Therefore, the words of the elderly, these are the words of Solomon when he was old.
他那里告诉我们什么呢？
What was he telling us here?
他说你们要敬畏神。
He said, "You shall fear God."
那他告诉我们什么呢？
And then what does he tell us?
他告诉我们说，这个世界上的东西是虚空的。
And then he says, things of this world are vanities.
他在这里有一个宣告。
Here he has a proclamation.
我想是世界上非常有智慧的一个宣告。
I think this proclamation is a very wise one.
是坐在耶路撒冷的君王的宣告。
It is a proclamation of the king of Jerusalem.
他说这些物质的东西都是虚空的。
He says, all things of this world are vanity.
所以他告诉你说，有一天神要审判我们。
And then he tells us, one day God will judge us.
那所以你们在神面前活，要活在一个神所喜悦的里面。
Therefore, as you live before God, you should live in His enjoyment.
但是今天我们为什么不能够活出神所喜悦的一个生活呢？
But today, why can we not live a life that pleases God?
就是因为我们对于世界，我们不够认识它。
It is because we do not understand this world enough.
或者是另外一个讲法，就是说我们被世界所辖制，而我们不能够说来 master， 我们不能够来真正的制服这个世界。
In another word, we are mastered by this world. We cannot master this world.
所以，但是为什么神用着所罗门来说这些句话？
Why is it that God uses Solomon to speak these words?
因为所罗门他是最有智慧的。
Because Solomon is the wisest one.
所以他是在以色列君王里面最荣华的一个君王。
And he was the most glorious king among all the kings of Israel.
所以世界上的东西他都见过、拥有过、也看过、也用过。
Because all the things of this world, he has possessed them and used them and he has seen them.
我记得我们在念念书的时候，我们就说，不要爱世界啊，我们大家都觉得啊，没有问题，不要爱世界就不要爱世界嘛。
As we read, we read that do not love this world, and we think that's not a problem. We just won't love this world.
啊，就是我们以前做学生的时候，因为我们很穷，也世界也不爱我们嘛。
It was back in the days when we were students, because we were very poor, and the world doesn't love us either.
但是当我们啊在生活长大工作也有一点成就的时候呢，我们这个不要爱世界的声音就越来越小了。
And as we grow and we begin to work and we have some accomplishment, then the life in us that does not love the world becomes smaller and smaller.
但是你知道所罗门讲世界是虚空的。
But you know, Solomon says the world is of vanities.
不是他没有。
It is not because he does not have.
有人说，哎呀，你说不要爱世界，因为世界不爱你嘛，吃不到的葡萄是酸的嘛。
Some people say, you say do not love the world, that's because the world doesn't love you, and you know, the grape you cannot get is always sour.
但是神用着一个最丰富的君王在这里看，叫我们看到这个世界的问题的时候。
But when God uses a king, the richest king, to show us the problem,
他拥有过，他经历一切，然后他得到一个智慧的结论而做出来的宣告。
He proclaimed this after he possessed, after he experienced everything.
因为他看到每一件事情，物质上都是短暂的，都是暂时的。
Because he saw that everything of this world was temporary.
没有任何的事情能够给人真正的满足，没有任何的事情是永久，是真实的。
Because he saw that nothing can give you true enjoyment, can give you an internal enjoyment.
只有神是存到永远。
Only God is eternal.
所以当他，但是你就，那你年轻人在做的就会在想了。
And then those among us who are young would think.
哎呀，难道神创造这个世界这么美好，就是叫我们去受苦，叫我们去看看，就不要碰它。
Is the God created such a beautiful world? Is it just for us to look and cannot touch?
但你知不知道我看过张博士 Oswald Chambers 弟兄，他是一个很会读圣经的人，他这样来告诉我们。
Oh, I read a book written by Oswald Chambers, and he told us.
他说呢，约伯记呢是告诉我们如何受苦。
Oswald Chambers told us the book of Job tells us how we can suffer.
说诗篇呢是说到我们如何祷告。
The book of Psalms tells us how to pray.
雅歌书呢告诉我们如何去爱。
The book of the Song of Solomon tells us how to love.
但是传道书呢说叫我们告诉我们如何去享受。
And the book of Ecclesiastes tells us how to enjoy.
哦，当我一讲到享受，我看很多人的眼睛就发亮了。
Whenever I talk about enjoying, I see people's eyes brighten up.
但是你说他那个边讲到虚空虚空，怎么就叫我们去享受呢？
But it tells us vanity of vanities. How can we enjoy it?
今天我们的问题是，我们怎么看这个世界？
Our problem today is how do we look at this world?
他说如果我们是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
He says if we fear God and keep his commandments,
我们照着神所喜悦的方式来使用神赏赐给我们的一切东西。
If we enjoy the things the Lord has given us using the way that is pleasing to God,
那样就不会受审判。
Then we will not be judged.
在传道书里面就说，少年人啊，你们随便去享用这个享用这个，但是你不要忘记啊，神要审判你。
The book of Ecclesiastes tells us young people, you can enjoy this and enjoy that, but do not forget God will judge.
但是你知道他都告诉我们说，我们这些人到最后我们的结局，我们的本分是什么呢？
But it tells us all of us, our conclusion,At the end, our all, what is it?
我们的本分是敬畏神，我们的本分不是去享受这些物质。
Our essence, our essential responsibility is to fear God. It is not to enjoy these things.
今天这些物质的东西都是虚空的。
All these worldly things are vanity.
因为它都会过去。
Because it will all pass.
它不会给你有真正的满足。
It will not give you true satisfaction.
你可以得到很多的东西。
You can have many things.
你可以用很多的东西。
You can use many things.
但这些东西如果你只是用一用它，那没有什么问题。
And if all these things you're just using them, then there's not a problem.
但如果你是为这些东西物质而生活的话，
But if you live for these things,
那这些东西就你就会成为这些物质的偶像，你的奴隶。
And then you will become slaves of these things.
然后这些东西就成为你的偶像。
And these things will become your idols.
就霸占了你的心。
It takes over your heart.
你知道这是仇敌所做的一。做的工作。
You know, this is the work of the enemy.
你看到神创造万物，各为是样样都美好的。
You see, God created all things, and all things were good.
所以今天神的心意不是叫我们去受苦。
Therefore, it is not God's will for us to suffer today.
我们的本分是要我们过一个敬畏神的生活。
Our essential responsibility is for us to live a life that fearing God.
所以我们今天要看到，不要叫这些的物质。神所创造的这些东西来拦阻我们去爱神去敬畏神。
Therefore, today we must see that we cannot have these things that are created by God obstruct us to love God.
所以今天我们怎么样来制服这些虚空的东西呢？
Therefore, today, how do we master over these vanity things?
就是我们生活要有一个态度。
That is, we must have an attitude in life.
我们生活是有一个敬畏神的态度。
That our life has the attitude of fearing God.
我们有一个谨守他诫命的态度。
We have an attitude to keep His commandments.
如果我们对于神有一个真诚的爱跟敬畏。
If towards God we have true love and fear.
我们在凡事上我们都愿意讨他的喜悦。
All things we seek to please Him.
我们可就发现今天我们在地上我们是寄居的。
Then we will find that we are only We're on a sojourn in this world.
我们可以用很多的物质。
We can use many things.
但是我们也可以不用。
And we can also not use it.
我们不让这些东西来霸占我们的心，辖制我们。
We do not let these things master us and govern our hearts.
反而我们能够制服这些的东西，叫这些的东西来帮助我们去荣耀神。
Instead, we can master over these things and use these things to glorify God.
神今天爱我们，他并不吝惜一些物质叫我们去享用。
God loves us, and He's not greedy about letting us enjoy things.
他愿意我们去享用他为我们所预备的。一些的东西。
He wants us to enjoy things that He has prepared for us.
他要我们去荣耀他。
He wants us to glorify Him.
但是弟兄姊妹，我在这里不是讲成功神学啊。
But brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about the religion.
The prosperity.
The concept of prosperity.
今天很多人以为说你敬畏神，神就一定发财。
Many people today think that if you fear God, then God will make you rich.
我不是讲这一些。
I'm not talking about that.
因为这不是圣经里面的真理。
Because that is not the truth from the Bible.
但是我今天也不是讲受苦神学啊。
But I'm also not talking about the religion of suffering.
今天我是要大家讲我们过一个敬畏神的生活。
Today I want to talk about living a life fearing God.
你的心要先求神的国跟神的义。
Your heart must first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
神今天给物质我们使用，我们感谢他，但这些都是神给的。
God has given us things for us to enjoy today, and we thank Him. But these are all given by God.
我们神没有预备我们一些丰富的东西，我们也感谢神。我们也一样的来过一个满足喜乐的生活。
If God has not prepared riches for us to enjoy, we also praise God and we also live a joyful and satisfied life.
所以所罗门他一方面叫我们看到这些物质的东西都会过去。
So Solomon, on one hand, shows us that all these worldly things will pass.
他叫我们看到这些东西不能够真正的满足我们。
He shows us that all these things cannot truly satisfy us.
但是另外一方面，他就看到我们人生的本分是什么。
But on the other hand, he shows us what is the essence of our life.
我们是为了神的荣耀而被造。
we are created for God's glory. Because we are created in His image.
神不是为了我们的需要而拯救我们。
God did not save us because of our need. God saved us because of His glory.
所以在我们的身上, 神要用着我们成为彰显他荣耀丰富智慧的器皿。
Therefore, on us, God wants to use us as vessels to manifest His glory.
所以神拯救我们, 他愿意在我们的身上彰显出他的自己。
To manifest His glory and His wisdom, so therefore on us, God wants to manifest Himself.
所以敬畏神是怎么样?
Therefore, what is it to fear God?
就是神在肉身显现。
And that is the Lord becoming of the, is manifested in flesh.
领会的弟兄已经提到这节圣经了。
Our presider had already mentioned this.
说大宰圣洁的敬虔的奥秘神在肉身显现。
It says, oh, the great mystery of godliness is God manifested in flesh. And that is God manifested through men. Therefore, when Solomon talks about how to live a godly life, He first of all removed the biggest obstacle for us.
就是叫我们来对于世界有一个完全的认识，叫我们怎么能够不受世界辖制，我们能够使用世界上的东西，而心不被它所动。
And that is to show us that things of this world, how can we use it but not be controlled by it and not be mastered by it?
所以当我们继续来看敬畏神的时候,
Therefore, as we continue to see how we can fear God,
英文讲到说是这个怕神啊。
In English translation, it says fear God.
啊，这个是很直接的一个翻译。
Be afraid.
直接的一个翻译。
It is a very direct translation.
但说神是可畏的，不是因为神很可怕。
To say to fear God, it is not to say that God is terrible, it's fearful.
神，我们之所以能够有一个怕神的心。
The reason we fear God it is because the Lord loves us so much. In our Lord, there is the grace of forgiveness. That is why He wants us to fear Him. Because we respect Him. Because we're afraid that we will hurt His feelings.
我们怕神因着我们的光景他不满足。
We fear that because of our state, God is not satisfied.
所以我们在地上要过一个敬虔的生活。
Therefore, we live a life fearing the Lord in the world.
所以我们敬畏我们怕神是不是因为神可怕，因为我们觉得神太爱我们，我们怕伤他的心。
We live a life of godliness and fearing Lord is not because the Lord is so horrible and so that we are afraid. It is because we fear to hurt Him. We fear that our state is in such a disastrous state that we hurt Him.
所以我们过一个敬畏的生活，是因为我们怕。 我们的神伤心。
Therefore, we live a life of godliness in fear of the Lord so that He's not hurt.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
所以一方面我们把世界这个大问题解决掉以后，
On one hand, after we solve the big problem of this world,
但是我们另外一方面我们要看一个积极的问题。
But on the other hand, we must actively look at something else.
我们对神的心是怎么样?
What is our heart towards God?
我们有没有尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力去爱他?
Have we loved our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul?
他是那么样的爱我们。
He loves us so much.
他把他的儿子都为我们舍在十字架上。
He sacrificed His Son on the cross.
那我们今天我们怎么样? 活才对得起他呢？
Then how can we live to be worthy of him?
所以我们一方面我们把那些反面的拦阻我们来把它看到怎么样面对这个世界。
On one hand, we see how we can face the obstacle. How can we face the world?
另外一方面，我们要看我们正面的，我们怎么样来面对神。
And on the other hand, we have to see how we can positively face God.
我们好不好打开马可福音十四章？
Let's turn to the book of Gospel book of Mark, chapter 14.
我们从第三节看到第九节，那里记载一个我们很熟悉的故事。
Let's read from verse 3 to 9. It records a very familiar story here.
马可福音十四章第三节，这段圣经也在约翰福音十二章一到八节里面也记载。
And this story is again repeated in the Gospel book of John, chapter 12, verse 1 through 8.
那你说马可福音十四章第三节，那你说耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，把打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
In the Gospel book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 3, it says, And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then he broke the flask and poured it on his head.
说有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, Why was this fragrant oil wasted?
这香膏可以卖三十多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。
For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they criticized her sharply.
耶稣说，由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。
But Jesus said, Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
For you have the poor with you always, and whatever you wish, you may do them good. Whenever you wish, you may do them good, but me, you do not have always.
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
He has done what she has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说做女子的所做的，以为纪念。
Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
我为什么要读这一段话呢？
Why do I want to read these verses?
因为刚才我们读过彼得前书一章十七节，那里告诉我们说，你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，在世过寄居的日子。
And because we read in the first epistle Peter chapter 1 verse 17 that as you call on the Father who without partiality judges to each one's work conduct yourself through the time of your stay here in fear.
你在地上是不是一个敬畏神的心过寄居的生活？
Do you live in this world as a time as do you live through your time here in fear?
弟兄姊妹，你对于神你摆上多少位为他？
How much have you sacrificed for the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们欠了我们的主不知道有多少。
We do not know how much we owe our Lord.
你有没有去真正的爱他？你怕你活出来不够他的标准，伤他的心。
How much do you love the Lord that you live in fear that the way you live is, does not live up to His standard that you might hurt Him?
今天有很多人觉得来到神的跟前。
Today many people think that as they go before God,
有一个错误的观念。
They have a wrong concept.
他们觉得他们要用最少的代价换最多的恩典。
They want to pay the smallest price in exchange for the greatest blessings.
啊，所以你看那个年轻人呢，他们都是走在那个悬崖那里啊。
Therefore, you see the young people, they're always walking along the cliffside.
因为他们不敢犯罪。
Because they do not dare to sin.
因为他们觉得这个是得罪神的。
Because they think that offends God.
对，他们觉得这个世界呢，好像这个最终之恶呢，又有一点味道。
But they also think that the joy in sin is also very good.
所以他们不去吸烟，但呢去闻二手烟。
Therefore, they do not smoke, but they smoke secondhand.
啊，就跟这些世界的人混在一起。
They mix together with these worldly people.
他们以为只要他们不犯罪，那就可以了。
They think that as long as they do not sin, then they're fine.
所以他们要用最少的代价。啊，去得到神的祝福啊。
Therefore, they want to pay the smallest price to receive God's blessings.
但是你看到在我们所读的马可福音这段里面，在伯大尼长大麻风西门的家里面，这个女人。
But we see this as we read Mark chapter 14. This woman at Simon the leper's house.
她没有看代价。
She did not look at the price.
而且一般人看她。那个说一个用一个什么字是何必枉费呢
？And other people when they looked at her said, "How wasteful!"
啊，这个枉费就你给的太多了。
To say how wasteful it is to say you've given too much.
就你买一个东西是十块钱。
You bought something for $10.
你说这个东西太好了，我给他30块。
You say this thing is too good. I want to pay $30.
就别人说你是一个笨蛋。
So people say you're so foolish.
啊，人家十块钱，你为什么要给三十块？这是枉费，这是浪费。
If someone said it's ten and you want to pay $30, that is wasteful.
但是你看到这，你好像是一件小事啊。
But you seem to if you think this is a small thing here.
你付了一个太大的代价。
You pay too much.
但是这位主怎么告诉我们？
But what did the Lord tell us?
说普天之下，无论在何处传这福音，也要述说这女子所做的，以为纪念。
The Lord said, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
有很多人有不同的解释这一句圣经。
Many people explain this verse differently.
但是我自己有一个感觉是说到。
But I myself have a feeling.
主说当福音传到什么地方。
That the Lord says, wherever this gospel is preached.
要全讲这个女人所做的。
They will also preach what this woman had done.
我相信主是有一个意思，主愿意福音传到什么地方，就能够产生像玛利亚这样向着主甘心摆上的心志。
I believe the Lord is saying wherever this gospel is preached, He hopes that people will also have the heart like Mary here to put up to sacrifice so much for the Lord.
把他们自己枉费在主的身上。
To waste themselves on the Lord.
今天我们很多时候传福音呢，我们都传得不够彻底。
Today, when we preach the gospel, we do not preach it completely.
我们说凡劳苦担重的可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
We say, whoever has carries a burden comes to me, and I will give you rest.
神赦免你的罪，神给你们祝福，给你们用不完的祝福啊。
God will forgive your sin and give you blessings, give you abundant blessings.
这些都对的，一点都没有错。
And these are all correct.
但是主耶稣下面还告诉我们说你们要起来跟从我，要负我的轭。
But the Lord had also said, you shall come and follow me and carry my yoke.
因为主耶稣拯救灵魂，不光光是叫我们得永生，不光就叫我们得祝福。
Because the Lord has saved us not only so that we can receive eternal life and blessings.
拯救人是要得着一些人来跟从他。
The Lord had preached the gospel to save people so that he will receive some people to follow him.
能够叫这些人成为他的器皿，来彰显他的荣耀与丰富。
So that these people can become his instruments to manifest his glory and his abundance.
所以他要得到像玛利亚那样的人，福音传到哪里，这人不单只是信耶稣，这人愿意为主拜上。
so that he can have people like Mary, so that they do not only believe in him, that they are willing to sacrifice themselves for him.
今天我们好像只是得到神赦罪的恩典。
Today, it is as if we have only received the grace of salvation.
但是我们好像没有得到福音那个荣耀的恩典。
But we have not received the grace of the glorious, of the glory of the gospel.
是因为我们没有甘心把自己枉费在主的身上。
And that is because we are not willing to waste ourselves on the Lord.
我记得在读尼弟兄的一些传记里面，说他26岁的时候1929年他从上海回到他以前住的地方福州。
I remember when I was reading the book written by Brother Nee, he talked about when he was 26, in 1926, when he was returning to his home from Shanghai.
他在街上就碰到他以前这个三一学院的教授。
And on the street, he bumped into a professor.
那个时候尼弟兄身体很差。
And at that time, Brother Nee's health was in a very poor state.
他虽然26岁，但是手也拿一个拐杖。
Even though he was only 26, he was carrying a cane in his hand.
你知道这个教授看到他，就从头到尾给他行一个注目礼啊。
And as the professor saw him, he just stared at him from top to bottom.
然后就说，说当你读大学的时候，我们都很看重你。觉得你可以做一番大事业，谁想到你现在这个样子？
He said, when you went to university, we all looked highly upon you because we thought you can accomplish much. But look at yourself now.
所以呢，他说他那个锐利的眼睛啊，向着尼弟兄发出这些尖刻的一个问题啊。
So, Brother Nee said he had the professor had these old sharp eyes that gave him that question had those tough questions for him.
好像他马上就是说，哎呀，我真是想哭一场啊。
So it was Brother Nee was felt almost as if he wanted to cry.
他26岁，他的事业为了侍奉主，身体也完了，好像一切都没有了。说我就是这样一事无成，毫无啊。发展的这样下去吗？
He thought, you know, I'm only 26, and because I served the Lord, my health is gone, and I have no career, and I have nothing. Is my life just going to be like this?
当他这样好像在这里有一点可怜自己的时候，
and as he was pitying himself,
但是突然之间，神荣耀的灵在他身上显现。
And all of a sudden, the glorious Spirit of God manifested on him.
他想到我这样为了我的主，把我的生命倾倒在他的跟前。
And he thought, as I pour out my life before God like this,
他心中充满了荣耀。
His heart was filled with glory.
他说：“主啊，我感谢赞美你，没有一件事情比我把我的生命倾倒在你的跟前更荣美。”
And he said, Lord, I praise you because there is nothing that is more glorious than me pouring out my life before you.
人以为是一个最大的人才。
People think this is the greatest person.
我们知道尼弟兄呢，实在是一个非常聪明的人，那简直是不得了的人物。
We know that Brother Nee is a brilliant person.
但是他没有照着人的要求去疯狂等等，而他是为了主倾倒他的生命。
But he did not prosper according to men's will, but he poured out his life for God.
对于他的教授来讲，他是枉费了他的一生。
Towards his professor, it was as if he wasted his entire life.
然后这正是福音的目的。
But that is the purpose of the gospel.
他要得着人完全的为主而摆上。
That he wants to have people who are willing to completely sacrifice themselves for God.
今天为什么我们不能够碰到这位荣耀的灵？
Today, why is it that we cannot encounter this glorious spirit?
今天为什么我们过这些不冷不热的生活？
Why is it that today we live lives such lukewarm lives?
为什么今天我们心里愿意，我们肉体却软弱？
Why is it that our heart is willing but our flesh is weak?
弟兄姊妹，在伯大尼那个地方就立下了一个侍奉神跟从主的根基。
At Bethany, the foundation of serving and following God has been set. We have to completely give ourselves into God's hands.
要满足主的心,
to satisfy the Lord's heart.
弟兄姊妹,你以为你在那里跟主算账吗? 我为主摆上多少?哎呀,这个已经差不多了啊,这个就在那个选,摆多一点。
Brothers and sisters, as you're calculating there with the Lord, you know, I've already put up so much, and if I just put in a little bit more, then I would be losing.
弟兄姊妹,包括你的金钱,你的时间,你的爱,你的一切,你在主面前是不是有的时候在那里算算账?
Brothers and sisters, this is inclusive of everything. Your money, your time, your love. Are you calculating there? Your everything.
弟兄姊妹,你知道,如果你在那里怕你自己吃亏,而只是一点,摆上一点,然后收回两点的话,
if you are afraid that you'll shortchange yourself, that you put up one and you hope to get back two.
我告诉你,你最这个shortchange就是你自己。
Let me tell you, the person that you're shortchanging the most is yourself. Because when you put yourself completely into God's hands, when you give the Lord those two pennies, He will open up the window of heaven to you. Today, what do we have in ourselves? What we have in us are very limited. What we have in us are garbage, it's dirty, it's filthy. But the Lord is willing that we put ourselves up like that. When we put ourselves up, He will give Himself into us.
所以当我们的弟兄在那里一面在人面前他好像是哎呀受过很大的委屈叫他的教授在那里羞辱他在那里好像鄙视他一样
And on one hand our brother Nee he was being humiliated and criticized before his professor
弟兄姊妹你今天有没有在人面前为了主的缘故被羞辱过被鄙视过
Have you been humiliated and despised before men for God?
弟兄姊妹,什么是敬畏神的真正的生活?
What is the true life that fears God?
大哉敬虔的奥秘,无人不以为然,神在肉身显现。
The great mystery of fearing God is God being manifested through flesh.
当你这样摆上的时候, 我们看到荣耀的灵在我们弟兄身上充满着。
When you sacrifice yourself this way, we see the glorious spirit being manifested through our brother.
今天我们之所以不能够过这些敬畏神的生活, 活不出神要我们活出来的样式。
Today, we cannot live a life of godliness. We cannot live according to God's will. We cannot live according to the way God wants us to live. It is because we don't have wisdom. We don't know how to calculate. You think you're very good at calculating. If you're calculating with God, then the more you calculate, the more you shortchange yourself.
摆上的时候,
when you truly offer yourself,
当你真正倒空你的时候,
when you truly empty out yourself,
神充满的是荣耀, 丰富, 智慧, 权柄,
then God Himself is wisdom, glory, sovereignty.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们走的路是什么道路?
Today, what is the path that we're walking on? You say we're walking on the path that follows the Lord. What is the path that the Lord is walking on? The path of our Lord is the path of the cross.
为主摆上多少的话，
if someone is calculating how much you have offered to God,
你越算越贫穷，
then the more you calculate, the more poor you become.
最近我去过一次爱尔兰。
Recently, I went to Ireland.
在那里有一个家庭教会。
There's a family gathering there.
汤尼，因为在爱尔兰现在很多中国的学生去那边。
Because many Chinese students go to Ireland now.
但那些学生跟你来美国的学生不一样啊，这个不是很会学的学生啊，这个程度不是很高的学生。
The people who go to Ireland to study, their level is different from the ones who come to America. It's not very high.
好像是为了出国而去的。
They go there to study so that they can go to a foreign country.
在那边有一个教会在这学生附近。但是他那个信仰非常的糟糕。
There's a church near where the students live, but the teachings there was terrible.
然后我们那边一对弟兄是从浙江乡下搬到那里去的，他住在那里，离这个学生很远，要坐公共汽车要坐五十分钟。
Our brother lives very far from that place. He went there from the province of Zhejiang from China. He has to ride the bus for 50 minutes in order to get to the gathering place.
他也不会讲这些讲道。
And also he doesn't know how to preach.
所以他只会祷告。
So he only know how to pray.
啊，然后呢，他就把我们这里的那些江弟兄啊、王弟兄、陈弟兄那些录影带啊，就VC 就拿到那里边，主日就他们来放这个。
So then he took the VCDs for preachers from here, you know, Brother Wang, Brother Kong, and he would just play the VCD for Sunday services.
那我去，我就发现，在那里的这些学生来人非常渴慕，非常追求。
So when I went there, I found the students there. They very much thirst. They very much seek.
所以我去了那里，去了三天，他们是从机场接我。到他家里面就开始查经，然后长一天两天三天，然后就送我到机场，我就走了。所以爱尔兰什么样子我还没有看过。
So they picked me up from the airport and then they took me back home and then we had Bible study day one, day two and day three and then they drove me back to the airport. So I still don't know what Ireland looks like.
因为他们当中一个人有车的都没有。
Because none of them has a car.
啊，那我在他们当中。就觉得好像回到中国大陆这个家庭教会一样。
So when I was among them, I felt like I was back in mainland China in the family gatherings.
我们有几位弟兄都去过。
We have several brothers who have been there.
但是每个人你问他呢，他们都说他们还愿意回去。
But if you ask each one of them, they all say that they want to go back.
而且他们去那边，我们自己赔本去的，还要帮助他们，因为他们很穷嘛。
And when we go there, we have to put our own money into it because they're so poor.
但是我们每个人都说我们都愿意再回去。
But each one of us say that we're willing to go back.
因为这些人他们是付代价来追求主。
Because these people have paid costly price to seek after God.
他们从去年他们聚会刚开始一年。
They have only started to gather for 1 year.
啊，一开始大概七八个人。
At the beginning, there were 7-8 people.
然后那个八月的时候，彭东平弟兄去的时候呢，就有十几个。
And then in August, when Brother Peng went there, there were about 10 some.
我这个十月去呢，就有大概有二十个人了。
When I went there in October, there were about 20 people.
那王国强弟兄一月份去呢，说有三十个人了。
And Brother Wang, when he went there, and he said there were about 30 people.
那今年八月这个刘志雄去，我不知道有多少人啊。
In August, Brother Liu is going to go there. I don't know how many people are going to be there.
那个位弟兄就说。到我们这里来聚会，他首先告诉你要付代价。
So the brother would say, if you want to come here to gather, you have to pay the price.
因为你要坐公共汽车坐五十分钟来到这里。
Because you have to ride the bus for 50 minutes to come here.
然后呢，你那么既然花那么多时间来了，所以聚会就很长。
Since you've spent so much time on the road to get here, then the gathering is going to take a very long time.
我八点半的飞机查经查到六点才叫我停下来。
I had a flight that takes off at 8:30, and then I was at Bible study until 6 o'clock.
啊，但是我们实在让你看到什么？能有主的同在。
But what did we see? We saw that God's presence was there.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it that way?
在那里没有政治的压力。
There, there's no political pressure.
他们很自由。
They're very free.
但是可能有一些经济的压力。
Perhaps there are some financial pressure.
但是有一个最重要的是他们是付个代价来跟从主。
But most importantly, they pay the price to follow the Lord.
所以我就发现今天我们来到主的跟前。
Therefore, I find that today as we go before the Lord,
付代价。 把摆上的这个心，如果你没有的话，
If you do not have the heart to offer to sacrifice,
你生命长不大，
then your life will not grow.
就算你在那里成长，想追求， 也是在那里一直挣扎，挣扎很痛苦，很可怜。
Even if you want to grow, then you're still struggling there.
但唯有 你对主有一个敬畏的心，说主啊，我怕你不满意，我怕伤你的心，存着一个这样敬畏的心在他跟前的话。
But if you have a heart that fears the Lord, you have a heart that is afraid that you will hurt the Lord, that He will not be satisfied if you have such a heart.
你怕你的条件主不满足。
You are afraid that God is not satisfied with you.
你没有计算你的代价。
You do not calculate the price you pay.
你看到那是一群蒙福的人。
Then you will see it is a group of blessed people.
我们感谢主，今天我们在美国有很丰富、很自由、很好的环境。
We thank the Lord today in America we have a very abundant, very free environment.
你们在这里更有一个很伟大的会所。
And here you have this great gathering place.
弟兄姊妹，是因着你们一点的摆上，主祝福。
It is because the little bit you offer, the Lord blessed you.
每一次当神兴起一个聚会，
Every time when Lord revives a gathering,
一开始都是那一千人肯摆上的人。
At the beginning, it is a group of people who are willing to sacrifice.
但是当这个聚会地方弄好啊，你们不用摆上啊，就可以大摇大摆啊，就是做花轿来进天堂的时候啊。
But when everything is set, then people become more dissipated.
很多时候就没有了为主有摆上，愿意枉费在主身上的这一个心态、心智。
And then you lose the will to offer yourself, to waste yourself on the Lord.
你就失去了那个敬畏的心。
And then you lose the heart that fears God.
以至于很多时候落在一些世俗、言语荒谬的这些讲讲而已的里边。
To a point that you fall into a state of profanity and just spreading fables.
在敬虔上操练自己。
To exercise oneself in godliness.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道怎么来解释。
I don't know how to explain it.
但是我可以告诉你。
But I can tell you.
就是你愿意神在你身上显现吗？
Are you willing for God to manifest Himself through you?
如果你愿意的话。
If you are willing,
你要把你自己摆在他的跟前,
then you have to offer yourself before Him
让他来充满我们,
so that He can fill us.
我们看到在中国,
Today we see in China,
很多丰丰富富的一些弟兄姊妹他们的经历实在是我们觉得非常的羡慕。
We very much envy brothers and sisters who have such abundant experiences.
但是主给我们有我们那一份啊。
But the Lord has given us our part as well.
但是我愿意在这里看到，如果你对主没有摆上过的话，
But if you have never sacrificed for God,
或者你自己没有减少过的话，
If you have never decreased,
神没有办法在你身上充满你。
God cannot fill Himself in you.
因为你里面太满了。
Because you are already full.
当然我们每个人有我们每个人不同的道路。
Of course, each one of us have a different path to follow.
但是我们每个人里面都要有一颗敬畏神、讨神喜悦的心智。
But each one of us must also have a heart in us that is willing to fear God, a heart that is willing to please God.
去年 前年我在中国有一个特别的聚会。
The year before last year, there was a special gathering in China.
那头一天晚上是我做见证。
The first night I was testifying.
那第二天晚上呢，是那个李牧圣弟兄做见证。
And then the second night, it was Brother Lee who was testifying.
那后来呢，有人就说，说为什么你们两个的见证完全不一样呢？
And then someone asked afterwards, how come your two testimonies are completely different?
好像神很不公公平啊，说你这个人在美国这个白白胖胖顺顺利利这个丰丰富富的啊，主这么恩待你，那个人他进了监狱死过20次，都是主把他救来的，好像主很不公道。
He said, it seems very unfair that you staying in America is well fed and has a very good life and is very comfortable. And Brother Lee, he's died 20 some times and each time God saved him. It seems like God is very unfair.
但是那个老姊妹她不明白。
But that elderly sister, she did not understand.
李弟兄他绝对不跟我换的。
Brother Lee, he will not exchange his place for it with me.
虽然我这里舒服很多
Even though I'm very comfortable
但是他所经历的神那是又真又活的神
But the God he has experienced is the living and true God
我记得我头一次去看他的时候
I remember the first time I went to visit him
我好像以前讲过 我就觉得他这个人很谦卑很柔和但是我看到他我就觉得我很软弱
I think I said this before. When I went to visit him, when I first saw him, I felt he was very gentle and very humble. But when I see him, I also feel I was very weak.
我发现我身体比他弱，但灵里面比他更弱。
I felt that physically I was weaker than him, but spiritually I was even worse.
因为他整天在乡村晒得黑黑的啊，腰挺直直的，虽然70几岁了。就是，但是那个有一种那种威风啊。
I because he's he lived in a countryside and you know his skin is very tanned and he's very very straight and he has this very great charisma about him.
但是我觉得最重要的，我觉得他身上碰到一种的刚强。
But most importantly, I felt some kind of strength from him.
不是性格上的那种。强硬啊！现在有很多人，他不是刚强啊，他是性格强硬。
It's not stubbornness. I felt that you know it's not a stubborn character. He had the strength within him.
那个刚强，我觉得是对着他自己，对着肉体，对着世界，对着罪恶那种的刚强。
His strength is towards this world, towards his sin.
但是他对着弟兄姊妹，对着神是非常的柔和谦卑。
But towards brothers and sisters, he is very gentle and very loving.
弟兄姊妹，怎么样一个人，他的生命能够活到这个程度呢
？What kind of person can have such a life?
弟兄姊妹，你不能去找他的路，你让我也去受受苦吧。你可能还没有受苦，已经垮台了。
You cannot go look for it. You cannot say, "Oh, let me go and see if I can find some suffering." Before you even find it, you'll probably collapse.
但是你发现他是一个愿意自己被减少的人。
But you find that he is a person who is willing to decrease himself.
他来过美国一次，我们说，李弟兄啊，你什么时候再来啊？
He came to America once, and we said, "Brother Lee, when do you want to come again?"
他说我他就告你们为我祷告。
He said, "You pray for me."
叫主不要差我再来。
Said to ask the Lord that He will not send me here again.
可能他看到我们这个样子啊，已经够了。
Perhaps when he saw how we are, that's already enough.
我们实在看到。与倾心爱主的人，与这些能够为主摆上的人，在他们的生命的里面，看到的不是苦，而是丰富。
We see that these people who are so close to God, who are willing to sacrifice themselves for the Lord, we do not see bitterness in them, but we see abundance.
你看到一个敬虔的人，他们是如何的生活？
You see how a godly person lives.
尼托生弟兄说过，讲到敬虔的时候。
Brother Watchman Lee, Nee, when he talked about godliness,
他说，我们的问题是我们怕很多的人，很多的东西，我们就是不怕神。
He said, the biggest problem is that we're afraid of a lot of people and we're afraid of a lot of things, but we do not fear God.
他说他最怕的是什么？
He said, what is he most afraid of?
他说他最怕他自己。
He said he's most afraid of himself.
一个敬虔的人，他是怕他自己。
A godly person fears himself.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
怕他自己出来。
Afraid that he himself will come out.
不是主出来。
And it's not God who is coming out.
敬虔。一个敬虔的奥秘是神在肉身显现。
The great mystery of godliness is God being manifested in flesh.
不是你在你肉你身上显现。
It is not you yourself manifested.
不是你的意思在肉身显现。
It is not your mind, your will being manifested in flesh.
不是你的美名，不是你的荣耀。在你身上显现。
Not your glorious reputation, your name being manifested.
他说我真是怕。
He said, I'm truly afraid.
有弟兄姊妹来有一些的问题问我们。
Brothers and sisters come to us with some questions.
他说我怕。
He said, I'm afraid.
我怕我告诉他的是我的意思。
He said, I'm afraid what I tell them is what I think.
弟兄姊妹，我们在一起侍奉的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as we serve together,
你有没有这个怕？
Are you afraid? Do you have this fear?
哎呀，我说最怕这个弟兄来了，这个弟兄真是他一来我真是吃不消啊。
I say I'm most afraid of this brother. When he comes, I can't take it.
我们怕这个，我们怕那个，我们忘记最可怕的是我们自己。
We fear this and we fear that, but we forget the most fearful thing is ourselves.
就是当我们自己的意思，当我们自己的主意，当我们自己的喜欢出来的时候。
When our own mind, our own likeness, when our own will comes out,
就不是神在我们身上显现。
Then it is not God being manifested on us.
所以过一个敬虔的生活，弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, to live in godliness,
你要怕你自己。
You have to fear yourself.
你怕你自己没有死。
You have to be afraid that you yourself is not dead.
你怕你自己的意思太好了。
You're afraid that your will is too good.
你怕你自己的头脑，你这个账算得太清楚了。
Your mind, the calculation you're doing is too clear.
你怕你自己觉得比别人的意思都聪明。
Your fear that you think what your mind is smarter than everyone else's.
可能你的确是最聪明的一位。
Perhaps you are the smartest one.
但是，当你出来的时候。
But when you come out,
主的意思就不在那里。
Then God's will is no longer there.
所以当我们来到主的跟前，我们讲到敬畏神的时候，
As we come before God and when we talk about godliness,
弟兄姊妹，神的话告诉我们，
Brothers and sisters, God's words tell us,
说这些话你们都听见，总意就是要敬畏神。
He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter to fear God.
谨守他的诫命
and keep his commandments.
这是人当尽的本分
for this is man's all.
今天你当尽的本分你尽了没有呢
today, have you fulfilled your essential responsibility?
约翰福音十四章十五节告诉你们你们若爱我就必遵我的命令
Gospel book of John chapter 15 tells us Chapter 14, verse 15 tells us that if you love me, you will follow my commandments.
第十四章二十一节告诉我们说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我。
Gospel book of John, chapter 14, verse 21 says, He who has my commandment and keeps them, it is he who loves me.
二十三节主再重复说，耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
And then in verse 23, the same chapter, Jesus repeats and said to him, If anyone who loves me, he will keep my word.
主还怕我们听不懂，二十四节再说一句，说不爱我的就不遵守我的道。
And then the Lord was afraid that we don't understand, so he repeats it again in verse 24. He who does not love me does not keep my word.
敬畏神就是爱神。
To fear God is to love God.
怕神伤心。
To fear that he will be hurt.
怕我们活出来神觉得不满意。
To fear that the way we love, the way we live, God is not satisfied with.
我们当今的本分就是要敬畏神。
Our essential responsibility is to fear God.
就是谨守他的诫命, 他的话。
And to keep His commandment, His words.
主的话在我们身上很清楚。
The Lord's words on us is very clear.
敬畏耶和华, 遵守他的命令。
To fear God and keep His commandments.
诗篇119篇第60节告诉我们说, 我急忙遵守你的命令,并不迟延。
Psalm 119 verse 60 tells us that I hasten to follow your words and did not delay to keep your commandments.
弟兄姊妹,我们遵行了已经很不错了,还要急忙的遵行。
It is good for us to follow His commandments, but we must hasten to follow it.
我们等不及啊。
We cannot wait.
我们听到神的命令,我们马上去遵行。
As soon as we hear His words, we follow them.
今天我们是算来算去,算来算去,哎呀,咬着牙,哎呀,摆上一点吧。
Today we calculate left and right, and then we bite our teeth, and then we say, okay, we'll offer a little bit.
主说要急忙。 遵行他的命令。
The Lord says, you must make haste to follow my commandments.
主的话很清楚在圣经里面。
His words are very clear in the scripture.
敬畏神不单单是一个心。
To fear God is not only in your heart.
是一个态度。
It's an attitude.
是一个生活。
It's a life.
是一个实行。
It's a practice, it's an exercise.
是对神话语。
It is to absolutely follow His words.
有人在地上过一个表面很敬虔的宗教生活。
Some people live in this world living a life that is very godly on the outside.
但是他里面没有平安，没有喜乐。
But in him there is no rest and no peace and no joy.
因为没有活的生命在他里面。
Because there is no living life in him.
你当你这样活出来顺服主的时候。
Because as you live and you follow His commandments, then the anointing will be in you.
因为主子说你要按着恩膏的教训，你要住在主里面。
Because the Lord says you shall follow the anointment and dwell within God.
让基督的平安在你里面做主。
So that the peace of Jesus, of Lord Jesus Christ can be the Lord in you.
敬畏神的人就是听神话的人。
Because those who fear God are those who follow His word.
生活上有很多很简单的例子。
There are many simple examples in life.
以弗所书说你们生气不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Ephesians says that if you are angry, you cannot hold your wrath until sun go down.
你晚上有没有晚上还想吃是生气啊？
Do we have anyone here who's still angry at night?
晚上有的时候睡不着觉，那气呀。
Sometimes you can't sleep at night because you're so angry.
你有没有想到主的话？
Have you remembered the Lord's words?
说不可以含怒到日落。
It says, do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
圣经里面还要说，说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
The scripture also says, do not grieve the Spirit.
你消灭过多少次圣灵的感动？
How many times have you quenched the Spirit?
如果你是一个爱主的人，你就遵守他的道。
If you are one who loves God, then you will follow His words.
不要爱世界跟世界上的事。
Do not love the world and the things of this world.
你有没有爱世界跟世界上的事情？
Have you loved the world and the things of this world?
以弗所书第五章,
Ephesians chapter
21节,
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20 to 21.
下面就讲到，当以弗所书讲到神的心意，讲到教会之后，他就讲到人与人当中的一些关系。
Ephesians, after it talks about God's will and church, it talks about the relationship between men and men.
说凡事要奉我主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
It says that you shall give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in fear of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们生活的里面。
Today, brothers and sisters, in our lives, as we live with each other,
讲到丈夫妻子，讲到父母儿女，讲到仆人主人的时候,
when it talks about husband, wife, it talks about parents and children, it talks about the master and the servant. It says, you shall submit to one another.
常常感谢父神, 又当存敬畏基督的心。
It says, give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our daily lives,
弟兄姊妹, 我们有多少次,
brothers and sisters, how many times
我们消灭了圣灵的感动,
we quench the Spirit?
有多少次,
how many times
我们没有彼此顺服, 存着敬畏基督的心,
we did not submit to one another in fear of our Lord Jesus Christ?
有多少次,
and how many times? We went against the teaching of the anointment.
怪不得我们的生命不能成长，怪不得我们失去喜乐与平安。
No wonder our lives cannot grow. No wonder we lose peace and joy.
怪不得我们里面没有那个真正的得胜的那个膏油在我们里面。
No wonder we do not have the anointing of an overcomer in us. The Lord's words are so clear. I think I've already spoken a lot today.
神的话,
God's words is to tell us
我们人的本分,
our all, our essential being
是要敬畏神,
it is to fear God and keep His commandments.
在负面那方面, 我们要认识这个世界。
On the negative side, we must know this world.
世界的东西我们可以用。
The things of this world we can use.
但是我们要先求他的国跟他的义, 我们看到主给了我们的, 我们就用, 也没有什么大不得了。 主没有给我们的, 我们也感谢主, 也蛮有喜乐。
We must first seek His kingdom and His righteousness. What the Lord has given to us, we can use. It's not a big deal. And what He does not give to us, and then we still be joyful.
我们知道这些东西都会过去, 都是虚空的。
We know all these things will pass. They are all vanities.
另外一面,
on the other hand,
我们要积极地在主的跟前。
We must actively go before God.
我们要对着主没有保留。
We cannot hold back anything before the Lord.
我们愿意别人说我们是枉费，我们给的太多了。我们说你不明白，我们给的太少了。
Other people will say that you're being wasteful, you're giving too much. We say, you don't understand, we're giving too little.
当我们这样愿意来摆上的时候,
when we are willing to offer ourselves in such a way,
当我们减少的时候,
when we decrease,
他增加,
then He will increase.
在我们生活的里面,
in our lives,
我们做一个敬畏神爱神的人,
we live as a person who fear God, who lives in godliness,
就是我们听他的话,
and that is, we follow His words.
急忙遵守他的诫命。
We make haste to follow His commandments.
神的话叫做我们说不要消灭的圣灵感动，我们就不敢消灭圣灵的感动。
The Lord's words say, do not quench the Spirit, and we do not dare to quench the Spirit.
神的话告诉我们要存着敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
The Lord's word said that you shall submit to one another in fear of God, and we will follow that.
我们不是怕仇敌, 我们不是怕世界, 我们是怕我们自己出来。
We're not afraid of the world, we're not afraid of the enemies, we're afraid that we ourselves will come out.
当我们这样来活在神跟前的时候,
when we live before God in such a way,
弟兄姊妹,
then brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
在肉身显现。
Then God is manifested in flesh.
神在你身上流露出来。
Then God will flow out of you.
这个是一个敬畏的生活。
And that is a life of godliness.
这是我们应该在主面前活出来。
And that is how we are supposed to live before our Lord. We ask the Lord to be gracious to us. So that we see that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we see that fear God and following His commandment, that is man's all.
叫我们每一个都是做一个尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主的人。
So that each one of us can be a person who loves our Lord with all of our mind, all of our heart, and all of our soul.
以至于当我们见主的时候，我们不至于落在他的定罪底下。
So that when we see our Lord, we are not under His judgment.
求主祝福他自己的话。
We pray that the Lord will bless His own words.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们早上能够一同在这里默想。敬畏神的一个学习。
Lord, we thank you that this morning we can together come before you to ponder on the lesson of fearing God.
我们实在说，我们愿意把我们自己枉费在你的身上。
We say that we are willing to waste ourselves on you.
主啊，但愿我们今天仍然有生命气息，愿意把我们的一切都交奠在主的跟前。
Lord, as we still have breath, we are willing to pour out everything before you.
当我们这样愿意在敬虔上操练自己的时候，
When we are willing to exercise ourselves in godliness,
你就显现出来。
Then you will be manifested.
荣耀的灵充满在我们里面。
But the glorious spirit will fill us.
因为你创造我们，你拯救我们，就是为了叫我们能够彰显你的荣耀。
Because you have created us, you have saved us so that we can manifest your glory.
但愿我们不甘心活在可怜的光景里面。
Lord, we pray that we are not willing to live in a pitiful state.
叫我们愿意常活在你喜悦的面光底下。
That we are willing to often live before your pleasing eyes.
我们把每一个弟兄姊妹都交在你的手中。
We give into your hand every brother and sister.
因为今天早上你在这里向我们所说的话。
Pray that the words that you have spoken to us this morning here,
凡有耳的都应当听,
all those who have ears will hear,
叫我们实在做一个讨你喜悦的人, 敬畏神, 活在你的跟前, 谨守你的诫命,
so that we can be someone who is pleasing to you, who lives a godly life before you.
我们把荣耀都归给你,
we give you all the glory,
求你祝福在这里的见证,
we pray that you bless the testimony here,
你显出你自己的心意,
To reveal your own will.
也在这里来荣耀你自己的名。
And here glorify your own name.
让荣耀都归给你。
May all glory be unto you.
平安祝福归给敬畏你的人。
And peace and blessings be unto those who fear you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Thanks and praise in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.